This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents Super Attractor, Methods for Manifesting a Life Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. Written and performed by Gabrielle Bernstein.
For my son, Oliver. Introduction. You are a super attractor. I've always known that there is a non-physical presence beyond my visible sight. All my life, I've intuitively tuned into it and used it as a source for good. I've tapped into this unlimited presence of power to heal my body, support my relationships, guide my career in the service of others, and attract my greatest desires. There are many names for this type of spiritual presence. I refer to it interchangeably as the universe, God, spirit, inner guidance, love, and other terms too. You may have your own word that resonates with you. Or maybe you're new to spirituality and don't yet have a vocabulary around it. It doesn't matter. What we call it is irrelevant. Connecting to it is imperative. The very fact that you're listening to this book right now is evidence that you have listened consciously or unconsciously to divine guidance that led you here. And you're willing to claim that connection. I honor you for your willingness. Claiming my connection to the presence of this power has directed the course of my life. The simple choice to tune into this source of love has helped me recover from addiction, heal PTSD, undo fearful beliefs, and live with clear purpose. My connection to the presence of love has been my guide, my protector, and my partner in the co-creation of my life. Living my life in daily devotion to this non-physical source of power has made me a super attractor. Being a super attractor means that what I believe is what I receive. I can co-create the world I want to see by aligning with good feeling emotions and directing them toward my desires. I can tap into an unlimited source of creative energy to contribute inspired ideas, offer wisdom, receive abundance, and feel free. And best of all, I can harness this power into a force for good in the world. Being a super attractor doesn't mean I haven't had to face very real challenges, but I can see clearly how my struggles have been part of a bigger plan to help me strengthen my faith in my super attractor connection. I've chosen to perceive hard life experiences as spiritual assignments for growth and healing. I've accepted that nothing happens by accident, and I know that as long as I remember I'm a super attractor, I will be able to accept difficult experiences as opportunities to fine-tune my inner power and get closer to consciousness. The tough stuff offers me a chance to shine the crystal that is me. Being a super attractor doesn't mean everything is perfect, but it does mean that I show up for life with faith no matter what. Claiming my super attractor power has helped me to move through rough times with much more grace, honesty, and compassion than I otherwise would. Living my life in this way has brought me what I desire most, freedom. I feel free knowing that there is an ever-present energy of love within me and around me. I'm free knowing that I'm always being guided and that I have the power to co-create the world I want to see. Freedom is the greatest gift of all. Nothing holds me back. I no longer play small. For more than a decade, I've lived, loved, and taught with this freedom. Freedom has given me the experience of being an untethered force of light in the world. When you align yourself with your super attractor energy, you no longer feel blocked by fear. You remember that you are a spirit having a human experience. The spirit within you is the presence of inspiration, joy, and the truth of who you are. When you practice these steps, you remember that you are a wise, powerful, healthy, and holy spirit. When you accept this, you can be free. The feeling of freedom is inevitable when you attune your energy to the presence of your truth. You may not stay connected to this truth all the time, but the more often you turn to it, the easier it will be to feel free. As a spiritual teacher, I've witnessed hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world begin to wake up to the presence of freedom within. I see these transformations daily. But while that awakening is beautiful, it isn't enough. Too often we treat it as the end point, when it's really just the beginning. We may know that we can feel better and therefore attract more, but we must go further and fully embody that truth in order to be free. Embodying this truth begins by undoing the belief systems of fear that block us from being super attractors. We must be willing and committed to change the way we think, act, and live. In my case, I didn't have to go out and find this connection. I just had to slow down and remember it. I've devoted my life to the process of slowing down and realigning with the presence of inner power. With each meditation, I vibrate at a higher frequency. With each prayer, I surrender to a power greater than myself. My dedication to the spiritual realm has given me the freedom I desire. I am not exceptional. You have this connection too, and claiming it is both fun and easy. In this book, I want to share with you how to connect to that power. I want you to know this. You are a super attractor. If that feels strange to you right now, that's okay. But I know that by the time you finish this book, you will claim that power with total confidence and ease. You will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are a super attractor. In 2016, I published a book called The Universe Has Your Back, Transform Fear to Faith. Readers throughout the world followed the book's lessons to strengthen their faith in the universe. They reclaimed their connection to a higher power and restored their faith in love. When I was preparing to write a new book, I intuitively knew that it was time to take these teachings to the next level. This book is the next step. With the practices outlined in the coming chapters, I'm going to push the spiritual envelope to teach you how to fine-tune your spiritual connection to effortlessly attract what you want into your life. If you haven't read The Universe Has Your Back, don't sweat it. It's not a prerequisite. Trust that you were guided here first for a reason. You may already be on a spiritual path. You may already practice manifesting and live by the law of attraction, or these concepts may be completely new to you. Either way, this book will help them become second nature. Throughout the book, I will share my own personal methods for aligning with your super attractor presence. Some of these practices have been greatly influenced by my teachers, Abraham Hicks, Dr. Wayne W. Dyer, and the metaphysical text A Course in Miracles. But my greatest teacher of all has been my life experience. Each day offers new opportunities to get closer to the universe and strengthen my super attractor power. Each life challenge offers new miracles and lessons. Throughout the book, I call on my own personal examples of what it's like to live in alignment and be a super attractor. Reclaiming your super attractor power. To master your super attractor power, you must start by understanding how you've likely become disconnected from it. In nearly 15 years as a spiritual teacher, I've gained a very clear understanding of the common ways people misuse and block this power. I expect you'll recognize yourself in some or all of the most common types. Did you forget your power? Even a person on a spiritual path can forget that they're a super attractor. It's all too easy to get sucked into the fear-based stories of the world and weaken your faith. When fear takes over, you go into a kind of comatose state. You literally forget who you really are. You build up belief systems of separation, lack, judgment, and negativity. All these false perceptions deny your inner power and block your super attractor power. This book will be a wake-up call to remind you of who you really are. Just by listening to this introduction, you've begun to wake up and remember. Are you manic manifesting? There are many people who read personal growth books, attend seminars, meditate, pray, and still feel stuck. I hear this often. Gabby, I'm doing everything right, but I still feel so off. I'm praying, meditating, and using positive affirmations, but I'm still not attracting what I want. What's wrong? What's wrong is that they are doing what I call manic manifesting. These folks have faith in the universe and lots of spiritual tools, but they're energetically blocking their connection. They've been playing tricks with the universe rather than aligning with their true power. Manic manifesting happens when someone has all the spiritual tools and jargon, but forgets the most important part of attracting, to tune into the universe. You can say affirmations, pray, and meditate every day, and still not attract because your energy is out of alignment. Instead of allowing yourself to receive, you want to get. This book will teach you that the most important element of manifesting with the universe is to embody the energy of love. If you identify as a manic manifester, you're in the right place. In this book, I'll hook you up with a whole new way of being. Are you a pusher? Pushers are people who try to push and control to reach their goals and feel safe. They believe that the more they do, the more they'll achieve. They're trying to make things happen rather than allowing themselves to attract naturally. They've forgotten that there is support beyond their own action and will. Pushers believe that they have to make things happen, and aligning and receiving guidance don't come into the equation. They've forgotten where their true power lies. This is a common characteristic, and it's one that many cultures often seem to reward. Pushers have a fear-based belief that if they're not super productive, nothing will happen for them. Little do they know, their pushy energy is blocking their capacity to attract. The universe doesn't respond as well to frantic energy. Rather, the universe vibrates at a positive frequency, and to co-create with it, your energy must align with that frequency. The practices in this book will help you slow down, be still, and allow. I will teach you the art of allowing so that you can stop pushing, feel secure, and start receiving naturally. Does fear have you in a headlock? Each day brings new opportunities to lean toward fear or lean into love. While we always have a choice, we often, quite unconsciously, default to fear. We choose fear in many ways, from the TV we watch, to the conversations we have, to the thoughts we entertain. The presence of fear is a sure sign we've disconnected from the loving presence of the universe. Throughout the book, I'll offer you practical tools and spiritual principles to undo fear and reclaim love. Undoing fear doesn't have to be hard. In fact, it can be much easier than you've ever imagined. Get ready to create radical shifts fast. Do you judge? Judging, comparing, attacking, and seeing ourselves as separate from others all disconnect us from the universe. If you identify as a judgmental person, judging others or yourself, take a moment to acknowledge how it makes you feel. Be honest and gentle with yourself as you do this. While you may feel justified in your judgment or try to rationalize it, it's undeniable how negative it makes you feel. Being a super attractor is about feeling good. And in this book, I'll give you lots of amazing tools and spiritual practices to help you cultivate joy and have fun as you become willing to release your judgment and choose compassion and peace instead. You will reconnect to your power. These are just a few of the common ways we block our super attractor power. The good news is that your power never left you. You simply forgot about it. This book will guide you to recognize it, claim it, use it to attract what you want, and be a force for good in the world. Let me guide you to become a super attractor through powerful steps explained in the upcoming chapters. These chapters will include spiritual methods and lessons that build on each other, so that by the end, you will have fully claimed your power. While each method in this book can be applied independently, I've placed them in an order that has a cumulative effect. Practice each method as presented so that you can get the most out of this transformational process. You may find that some lessons resonate with you more than others. That's okay. Once you've gone through each chapter, you can then apply the tools interchangeably and at your own pace. Most importantly, have fun. The more fun you have, the stronger your super attractor power becomes. Fun turns you into a magnet for miracles. And here's the promise. When you accept that you are a super attractor, life gets awesome. You feel joyful, inspired, purposeful, and empowered. You'll no longer feel the need to control, compare, or push, and you'll settle into a sense of ease. Best of all, you'll become a powerful example for others. And you'll vibrate at such a high, loving frequency that your energy will be felt far and wide. Here's how the book breaks down. Chapter 1, The Universe Always Delivers. Every thought you have is a message you send to the universe. The universe is always saying yes to your thoughts, energy, and emotions. Therefore, what you put out, you will receive back, whether you want it or not. In Chapter 1, I'll guide you to bring awareness to what you're asking for. I'll help you see how you're often asking for what you don't want, and I'll show you how you can consciously clarify your requests to the universe. This is an imperative step toward being a super attractor because it establishes a clear dialogue with the universe. In this chapter, I'll teach you my method for tapping into your super attractor power instead of following the voice of fear, and I'll show you how to make it a habit that is easy to sustain. Chapter 2, It's Good to Feel Good. One of the biggest blocks to being a super attractor is our resistance to feeling good. We've all grown far more comfortable in a state of fear than in a place of joy and faith. We've learned to rely on fear as a way of protecting ourselves from being disappointed, hurt, or triggered. We've become so accustomed to the fearful projections of the world that we don't trust that things can be good. Unconsciously, we feel that if we focus on everything good, we will lose control and be unsafe. In Chapter 2, you'll learn how to change your thoughts about your fears and begin to make feeling good a priority. This step prepares you for the manifesting to come because in order to attract all that's good, you must first believe you are worthy of it. The exercises in Chapter 2 will help you welcome worthiness and happiness and prepare you to claim all that you will attract. Chapter 3, There's More Than Enough to Go Around. The fear of not having enough is a major block to your super attractor power. The energy of lack causes us to vibrate at a low frequency, repelling the very things we want and thereby creating more lack. Therefore, in Chapter 3, I'll teach you my method for transcending lack and comparison through positive intention. This practice guides you to pray for others to have more of what you want for yourself. You'll quickly see how wanting more for others puts you into an energy of abundance. It feels good to want others to feel good. The simple practice of wishing for others to receive will put you into an energy of receptivity, and this feeling of abundance will rapidly begin to attract more of what you want into your life. When you genuinely want others to be abundant, your good fortune will multiply. Chapter 4, Have Fun Along the Way. In Chapter 4, I'll wake you up to the awesome power of fun. Joy is the ultimate creator and the most powerful vibration we can embody. When you calibrate your energy to the experience of joy, you become a magnet for whatever you think about. In this chapter, I'll teach you a method that will help you quickly move from negative, low-level thoughts and energy to a more positive state. I'll guide you to trust in the power of your thoughts and energy to help you navigate life's challenges so you can show up for life in a state of joy. Through the practices in Chapter 4, you'll see that when you lean toward joy, you are led. Chapter 5, Lift the Veil. In Chapter 5, I'll guide you to understand and embrace your true power. It isn't some credential, status, or achievement. I'll show you that your true power lies in your capacity to tune into the energy of love and the inner vision of light. A Course in Miracles says, miracles are seen in light. In this chapter, you'll learn what it means to see in light and to bring light with you wherever you go. I'll also teach you my meditation for lifting the veil, in which you transcend the energy of this world and step into a place of love. Chapter 6, Invisible Guidance is Available to You. In Chapter 6, I'm going to push the metaphysical envelope and invite you to open up to new forms of guidance. In order to help you establish a spiritual relationship of your own understanding, I'll share my own beliefs about spiritual guides. These guides are wise, loving, and compassionate, and they can help you in every area of your life. I'll introduce you to the different kinds of spiritual guides, including angels and archangels, your higher self, the love of the universe, and family members and friends who have passed on. I'll teach you how to connect with these spiritual guides and how to receive guidance and help from them. Chapter 7, Do Less and Attract More. As I noted before, pushing is one of the greatest blocks to being a super attractor. Being a super attractor is about strengthening your faith, tuning into the energy of love, and allowing the universe to catch up with your dreams. To begin the practice of allowing, we must get out of the way and let life flow so we can truly thrive as a super attractor. In Chapter 7, I'll teach you how to turn over your desires to the care of the universe or a higher power of your own understanding. The daily practice of surrendering your plans to a higher power will help you cultivate your ability to be still and embrace the present moment. In stillness, we receive. You'll experience immense relief, a drop in anxiety, and a surge of energy as you stop pouring all your mental, emotional, and even physical effort into pushing, controlling, and trying to make things happen. I'll help you trust that your alignment with the universe is enough to co-create the world you want to see. Chapter 8, Taking Spiritually Aligned Action. By Chapter 8, you will have undergone deep transformations. At this point, you'll be vibrating at a super attractor frequency and ready to learn how to direct your powerful energy toward your desires. You'll be ready to start co-creating with the universe through fun, creative, and eye-opening practices. I'll teach you how to clarify your desires through the power of intention. Your positive, excited intentions combined with your free-flowing energy will prime you to take spiritually aligned action. You'll begin to see your desires come into form in clear, concrete, and at times beautifully startling ways. In this chapter, you'll get into the groovy practice of celebrating your miracle moments and manifestations. Chapter 9, Appreciate and Appreciate More. Once you've begun showing up for life in a joyful state and taking spiritually aligned action, you'll be ready to fully appreciate everything in your life. Appreciation dissolves all blocks to the presence of our power. When we're in a state of appreciation, we're actively creating more of what we want. We're also in an energy of acceptance and non-resistance. In the absence of resistance, we are super attractors. In this chapter, I'll guide you through appreciation practices that will fill your heart with excitement and enthusiasm for life. Once you access a state of appreciation, I'll guide you to reach for even more of it. When you get into the flow of appreciation, you want to create even more momentum behind it. You'll learn how to make appreciation a habit so that you can effortlessly maintain a powerful and positive point of attraction. Chapter 10. Let the universe catch up with your dreams. The secret to attracting is to surrender your desire to the highest good. Chapter 10 will help you loosen your grip and rely on a higher power to show you the next right action. In this chapter, you'll learn how to relax and enjoy the manifestation process. The best part of being a super attractor is that you don't have to figure it all out. You can direct your focus, dwell in the energy of fun, and surrender your desires to the universe. I'll guide you to pay attention to your inner wisdom and to signs from the universe. Above all, this chapter is about turning over your will to the care of a higher power so you can let miracles unfold naturally. Chapter 11, Unwavering Faith in the Universe. In this chapter, I'll teach you how to allow the abundant love of the universe to flow. You'll learn how to see fear as a pathway back to love, and I'll teach you techniques that will help you stay in the stream of well-being and protect your good-feeling emotions. You will claim a sense of faithful knowing, and you'll see how living with positive expectations clears the path for solutions in all situations, even the difficult ones. When we align our thoughts and energy with spiritual faith, we can expect miracles. Faith isn't hoping that God will help you. Faith is knowing that help is on the way. Living a Spiritual Life. This text will help you understand the importance of living in alignment with the universe, not just dabbling in your practice when it feels convenient. I don't want your spiritual life compartmentalized and kept separate from your day-to-day experiences. I want you to live a spiritual life all the time. I want you to feel a sense of awe each day as you witness miracles unfold. I want you to feel connected to a spiritual force that you can rely on. I want you to attract what you desire and create a life filled with purpose, happiness, abundance, and peace. I want you to feel free. Accepting that you are a super attractor will change everything. You'll trust that it's safe to release the past, and you'll no longer fear the future. You'll tap into an infinite source of abundance, energy, joy, and well-being. This well-being will become the norm for you, and you'll grow to embrace it as your birthright. Most importantly, you'll know intuitively how to show up for life and bring more light to the world around you. This book is a journey of remembering where your true power lies. You'll learn how to co-create the life you want. You'll accept that life can flow, that attracting is fun, and that you don't have to work so hard to get what you want. Best of all, you'll feel good. Becoming a force of love in the world. Once you claim your super attractor power, the question then becomes, what will you do with it? When you feel good, you give off a presence of joy that can elevate everyone around you. By claiming your true power, you will help others do the same. The practices here will empower you to live your purpose, and they will amplify abundance, happiness, health, and peace for everyone you come into contact with and beyond. By the end of this book, you will have a greater understanding of your higher purpose. You will know how to fulfill your function, to be a force of love in the world. It's time to claim your power. Turn to chapter one, and let's begin. Chapter one, The Universe Always Delivers. I'm so psyched to be sitting at my desk writing this book. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about all that I want to share with you. I long to get these words onto the page. I'm so thrilled that you're here, and I'm equally excited for myself. You see, I need this book more than you can imagine. At a recent talk I gave, an audience member said to me, "Gabby, I'm a life coach and I feel like a fraud. I've got a lot of fear, I obsess about the small stuff, and I'm still working out a lot of personal issues. How can I help others manifest their dreams when I'm going through such a hard time?" I laughed and said, "Honey, I'm writing my seventh spiritual book and I'm still a head case." In that moment, I admitted to myself and a public audience that I was out of alignment with my super attractor power. I admitted that even though my name and face are on the books and I have the microphone in my hand, I still desperately needed a spiritual kick in the ass. And that's why I'm so excited to write this book. Sitting here in my office, I already feel better. I feel empowered by the words that I know are coming. I'm energized by the pages I've committed to write. And I feel ease just knowing that the answers are within me. My excitement about this book is a massive statement to the universe. It's my way of saying yes to feeling good, yes to healing my false perceptions, and yes to living with true freedom and joy. The universe is always picking up what we're putting out. And today I'm putting out an energy of joy for all that is to come from this miraculous writing journey ahead. Right now, as I write this book, my spiritual cheerleader is coming through, and I'm so grateful. Because the past few months have been far from joyful. I got really out of alignment with the energy of joy and totally disconnected from my super attractor power. I was in the midst of launching my book, Judgment Detox. Writing the book was a beautiful experience, but when it came time to launch it, I let myself get really stressed out. I was overwhelmed with thoughts of fear because I felt out of control, unsupported, and pressured to perform. I was in and out of manic manifesting, trying to force the universe to give me the results I wanted. My work and personal relationships suffered due to my misalignment, and I had a lot of negative stories on repeat. The negative stories built up strong momentum, so much so that I got physically sick and depressed. Worst of all, I felt a tremendous guilt because I was so disconnected from the true source of power on which I've grown to rely. Each negative thought, controlling action, and fear-based response continued to tell the universe that I was a yes for chaos. We become out of alignment when we get hooked into fear-based, low-energy thoughts. The metaphysical text A Course in Miracles teaches, there are no idle thoughts. All thinking produces form on some level. Each thought we have emits energy. That energy either brings us closer to the supportive flow of the universe or resists it. The energy behind our thoughts directly affects our experiences. When we have a fear-based, low-vibe thought on repeat, it creates energetic momentum that will eventually start to manifest in our lives. For instance, throughout the Judgment Detox book launch, I kept repeating the thought, "If I don't do it, no one else will." This is an old story for me. I replayed this thought over and over, and eventually it became my reality. I wound up controlling every detail and felt unsupported because I wouldn't let anyone support me. My thoughts of being unsupported became my experience. I can tell when I'm out of alignment because I become focused on outside goals and objectives as opposed to the joy of life. When I'm misaligned, I try to control my circumstances. I'm resentful, my energy is low, and I feel physically ill. It's a struggle to get things done, and I cut off the flow of inspiration. By contrast, when I'm in alignment with the universe, I feel happy and excited, regardless of what my circumstances may be. I'm hopeful and positive even when I face challenges. I'm not worried, stressed, or focused on problems. Good things flow to me, and I feel creativity moving through me. People want to support me, and I find a way through every block. 2 weeks before my book tour for Judgment Detox ended, it became clear to me that I was badly out of alignment. I hit bottom with my negative thoughts and patterns. It was like I was energetically strangling the book launch. I tried to control the process, became obsessed with the outcome, and let stress be the driving force behind every action I took. I was miserable and couldn't sustain that behavior, and I had no choice but to pivot. One night I said to my husband, "I'm done with the drama. I'm changing the story. I'm getting more help, and I'm clearing space to focus on my gifts. I want to write more, speak more, and live in my creative force. I welcome the universe to support this shift now." The words I spoke were more than just words. What I experienced was an energy shift. I accepted that in an instant, I could choose again and redirect my life. I embraced the truth. The instant we realign with love, the universe responds powerfully. In any given moment, we can change our story and say yes to what we truly want. As soon as we do, the universe delivers. Within seconds of saying my prayer, I started feeling better. And I let that good feeling momentum carry me. I started dreaming about the people I'd hired to get me into a space where I could focus on my creative work. I committed to relaxing and restoring. Days later, I headed to California to close out the tour, and I had the time of my life. The event planning went perfectly, the media helped get the word out, and the audience members had a blast. On stage, I allowed myself to surrender to my art and let the universal creative force move through me. My husband noticed my shift and said, "All right, what happened? You're in such a better place." I said, "I told the universe I was ready to realign." The key to getting back into alignment is to want it. In an instant, we can forgive our fear and choose again. We can start a new story, shift our perceptions, and allow miracles to unfold. Low-vibe thoughts become addictive. And as with any addiction, we need to interrupt the pattern to heal it. This book will offer powerful tools to help you interrupt negative energy and low-vibe thoughts so that you can redirect your life to flow toward what you desire. And most importantly, so that you can feel good, release control, and trust in the universe. Throughout the book, I'll reference one of my favorite spiritual teachers, Abraham Hicks, often known just as Abraham. Abraham is the work of a woman named Esther Hicks, who is a channel for lessons and teachings on the topic of the law of attraction. She is one of the most powerful practitioners in the field. Abraham is treated as a plural noun because the name represents a collective spiritual energy who have described themselves as a group consciousness from the non-physical dimension. My own teachings and personal life have been greatly influenced by Abraham, and I'm proud to share their teachings throughout this book. Abraham Hicks say, "There is only a stream of well-being that flows. You can allow it or resist it, but it flows just the same." The stream of well-being is an ever-present flow of love, creativity, inspiration, and peace. When our energy vibrates with love, we match the creative force of the universe. When you're in this flow, you know that no matter your circumstances, there is a spiritual solution. You feel a sense of freedom and faith that what you desire is on the way, even if you can't see it yet. You have more fun and you feel better. Invisible doors open for you and creative opportunities present themselves without effort. You can do less and receive more. When you're in alignment with the flow of the universe, you are a super attractor, creating the life you want and attracting more than you could otherwise imagine simply by choosing to feel good. Life is much easier when you realign with the universe. So today I ask you this important question. Are you ready to realign with the universe? I know the answer is yes, but I want to check in further. Is the answer, hell yes, Gabby, I'm ready? Or is it a yes, but... This is an important distinction because even slight resistance will block the flow. If you feel resistant or hesitant in answering this question, here's the solution. Let's call out your resistance right now. It's actually very likely that you're out of alignment with the feeling of joy in some way. So don't freak out. Just forgive yourself now. Say this prayer silently or out loud to yourself. I forgive my past. I release the future. And I honor how I feel in the present. The moment you forgive your past, you clear space for the present. And an energetic shift occurs. And here's the really exciting thing. At this moment, right now, you're perfectly on track. The universe is always saying yes, even when it doesn't necessarily feel like it. The simple act of listening to this book means that you're a yes for joy, abundance, wellness, romance, and anything else you could possibly desire. Listening to this book is a massive statement to the universe that you're willing to realign with a higher power and be a super attractor. So if there are a lot of issues in your life right now, start by thanking them. The issues in our lives offer us a choice. We can let them take over, or we can let them help us pivot toward grace. The methods in this book will help you pivot. As soon as you pivot, you begin your new life. A new way of perceiving the world, yourself, your relationships, and your physical body. Your desire to feel better is all you need to pivot toward alignment. So, my friend, let the pivoting begin. Even the toughest experiences offer you great wisdom and direction. Be grateful for what has caused you discomfort because it reveals to you what you still need to heal. Take a moment to thank the situations in your life that don't feel good. Bless these issues so that you can set them free. Take a minute now to see the job loss as an opportunity to shift your career toward work that brings you joy. See the breakup as a chance to love yourself more. Be open to perceiving a physical condition as a chance to get closer to God. The moment we choose to perceive our pain as the catalyst for great healing and growth, we realign with the power of the universe. This gratitude helps you get out of the feeling of being the victim and into a state of positivity. You may be thinking, if I'm grateful for this stuff, aren't I sending the message that I'm okay with it? Actually, the opposite is true. When you let difficult situations dominate your life, you give them power and momentum. As soon as you choose to see the light in the dark corners, you redirect your power toward what you want. Hard or unpleasant situations offer you clarity about what you don't want, thereby helping you discover what you do want. This is the first step back into alignment. Throughout my life, these simple shifts have helped me transform darkness into light. One of the most powerful examples for me occurred on October 2, 2005. This was the day I chose to put down alcohol and drugs and get sober. This shift not only saved my life, but also would ultimately go on to save the lives of many people. I wrote about my recovery in my book, Spirit Junkie, and that work inspired readers around the world to find their own path to recovery. My willingness to see my addiction as a teacher, forgive myself, and choose love has helped countless people. If you're struggling with any kind of addiction, whether it's to a substance, a behavior, or even to fearful thoughts, know that in this moment you can choose again. Your choice to see love will help you to redirect your life. Become willing right now to forgive yourself for all that was and celebrate all that you will become. I feel empowered when I'm grateful for the tough stuff. I can see even traumatic events and addictions as learning devices rather than shameful dark periods. Every difficult situation in my life, no matter how hard it seemed at the time, has offered me grace on the other side. I've made a choice to grow through pain and find honor in all that I've been through. Choosing to see difficult times with grace has helped me move out of the feeling of being a victim and feel proud of myself for my willingness to grow. Of course, the goal isn't to have to fall apart to realign. The goal is to make alignment a daily priority. Since we're at the beginning of this journey, You may find that misalignment seems to be your default setting. Don't sweat it. The moment you find yourself out of alignment, you can be grateful for the lesson and forgive yourself fast. You don't have to fix your whole life to feel better now. In fact, you don't have to do much at all. Begin your shift into alignment with a method I call Choose Again. The three-step Choose Again method. When you begin this practice, I recommend you document each step in your Super Attractor journal. Visit the book resources page at gabbybernstein.com/superattractor. The more you practice this method, the more it will become second nature. In time, you'll be able to quickly follow the method in your mind whenever you need it. For now, however, let your journal support your path. Step one, notice the thought. When you find yourself stuck in negativity or fear, consciously step back. You can do this by noticing that your thoughts and energy are out of alignment with joy. Ask yourself, how do I feel right now? Write down your answer in your journal. Step two, forgive the thought. Forgive yourself for being misaligned and celebrate your desire to shift. Thank your negative feelings and thoughts for showing you what you don't want and revealing what you do. Next to each negative thought that you document, write the words, "Thank you for revealing to me what I don't want so that I can clarify what I do want." Step three, choose again. Answer this question in your journal. What is the best feeling thought I can find right now? Then ask the universe to guide you toward that thought. In your journal, write down this prayer or say it to yourself. Thank you, universe, for guiding my thoughts toward good feeling emotions. As you practice this step, remember that you are reaching for the next best feeling. You are not required to land on the ultimate solution. So for instance, if you are struggling with finances, the thought, I'm going to be out of debt in 1 week, is likely to create more misalignment because you probably wouldn't believe it. Instead, choose a thought that feels realistic and possible. For this step to work, you must believe in your next best thought. If there's any doubt, then your energy won't back up your prayer. Keep in mind that the universe always hears your prayers. But your energy must support those prayers in order for you to hear the guidance that the universe then provides. Let's look together at how we might apply the three steps of the Choose Again method. As before, imagine someone who is suffering from financial lack and uncertainty. Understandably, this person's dominant thoughts center around debt and the crippling fear of not being able to pay their bills. They've become obsessed with these fearful thoughts because the inner voice of fear, otherwise known as the ego, has convinced them that the more they think about it, the more they can control their circumstances. It is at this stage that we can start to apply the initial step of recognizing the negative thoughts. It's normal, of course, to think that obsessing over an issue is how we find solutions, but it actually has the opposite effect. The more your mentality tends toward fear and lack, the further away you are from allowing solutions to come into your consciousness. We bring energy to the object of our focus. That energy influences our emotional state, and it's our emotional state that is our point of attraction. Fear-minded thinking puts us out of alignment with positive energy. When we're out of alignment with positive energy, we're disconnected from the support of the universe. The universe has the capacity to bring forth creative solutions for earning, new ways of managing money, and other ideas that the fear-based logical mind cannot come up with. But we have to be in a receptive place to hear the answers. The way out of the negative loop is through step two, forgiving the misaligned thoughts. Through forgiveness, we can release the past and accept that the present moment offers an opportunity for grace. Even a slight moment of presence is enough to redirect our energy and get positive momentum to help choose a better thought. Moving to step three, we think, what is the best feeling thought I can find right now? A nice way to get there in this instance could be with a statement like, I'm open to creative possibilities for abundance. This statement becomes a prayer. By saying this kind of affirmation silently or out loud, we make a massive announcement to the universe that we are ready to choose again. The very second we choose a loving thought, our emotions shift and our energy changes. This is realignment with the universe. The Choose Again method may seem too simple at first. You may be wondering how you can just shift out of negative thoughts that may have plagued you for years. I assure you that choosing to shift your thoughts doesn't have to be difficult. It does not matter whether these negative thoughts have been with you for 2 weeks or 20 years. The simple choice to feel better is enough to put you on a path to what you desire. So use these three steps to help you redirect your energy and slow down the flow of negativity. The simplicity of this method might tempt you to dismiss its value. Let me be very clear. We don't have time to dwell in our drama. Being committed to a spiritual path means that we're ready to wake up fast. We need to make feeling good our highest priority and do whatever it takes to be super attractors. Our commitment to living in alignment will help us stay sane in these times. No matter where you are in the world, you cannot hide from the negative energy of the daily news, political climate, and feelings of divisiveness. Even if you were able to ignore the world around you, perhaps by avoidance or escapism, you would do so at the expense of the greater good. You would deprive the world of your positive energy, which affects not just you, but everyone you come into contact with. I live among just a few hundred neighbors in a rural town. Even here, in the peace and quiet of the countryside, I'm not immune to the negative energy of the world. All I have to do is turn on the news or scroll through social media to feel assaulted by low vibrations. But instead of dragging me down, it offers me an opportunity to practice the Choose Again method and strengthen my connection to the universe. When we become aware of how external negative vibrations affect us, we can follow the three steps and pivot fast. The only way to come back into loving alignment is to become aware of how we detour. Throughout this book, I will encourage you to return to the Choose Again method to witness your misalignment and come back to love fast. It's important to understand that this method is not designed for you to bypass your problems. It's designed to help you attract solutions. Remember, the best feeling thought you can reach for may not be the ultimate solution, but it will guide you to feel better. Every better feeling emotion offers you guidance toward the solutions you seek and the joyful truth of who you are. Use this practice to gently guide your energy back into alignment with the universe so that you can be an energetic match for healing and guidance. The more you make this method a habit, the better you'll feel. And the better you feel, the more easily you will attract the feelings and experiences you want in your life. Each chapter in this book will offer you new methods to help you strengthen your connection to the universe, direct your desires, and become a super attractor. Before you embark on the rest of the lessons, it's helpful to always start by choosing again. Each step in the Choose Again method is crucial to your alignment and holds a promise. Let's review. In step one, you recognize your misalignment. You can't change a bad habit without admitting that it's there. All spiritual practice must begin with awareness, so become conscious of your misalignment and thank your thoughts and feelings. You show gratitude for these thoughts and feelings because they reveal what you don't want and guide you toward what you truly desire. Step two is to forgive yourself for being misaligned. If not, you'll hold on to the past and stay stuck in the negative pattern no matter how hard you try to pivot. Forgive yourself, your thoughts, and anything that led you to this point. Accept that even the most difficult experiences in your life have given you an opportunity to grow if you choose to. We can be the victim of the world we see, or we can choose to perceive difficult past experiences as a catalyst for change. And finally, you get the option to choose again. By reaching toward the best feeling thought you can access, you're instantly put into a new vibrational state. This new thought is a prayer. With it, you send a message to the universe that you want to feel better. In this new vibration, the universe responds by guiding you to your next right action. The next right action may come to you as a better feeling thought, as a new idea, or as a desire to end a harmful pattern. In October 2005, the moment I chose to release my addiction and get sober, the universe instantly directed me to call a friend to help me to get to a recovery meeting. As soon as I asked for help, the universe delivered. Remember that we can't hear intuitive guidance from the universe until we're willing to ask for help. Receiving spiritual guidance requires that we become attuned with the energy of the universe. Imagine you're constantly complaining about your job to a close friend. They try to offer you guidance, but your incessant negativity and fear block you from even hearing their words. You resist their guidance because you're so focused on what isn't working. Then finally, when things get too tough and you can't handle it anymore, you break down. You call your friend and ask for help. They respond with profoundly clear direction, compassion, and guidance. You say, "This is exactly what I needed to hear." They reply, "It's what I've been saying all along." Their guidance was the same. The only difference was that you chose to hear it. It's no different with your relationship to the universe. The universe is always conspiring to support you, guide you, and compassionately lead you toward the highest good. When you're focused on chaos and fear or trying to control everything, you deflect this support and guidance. But the moment you surrender, the universe is there to pick you up off the floor and show you the way. But you don't need to wait till you feel desperate to surrender. You don't need to keep spiraling downward till you've hit bottom and you're lying on the floor. You can make choosing again and choosing love your habit. Surrendering should be the first thing you do, not your last-ditch effort. The Choose Again method is your path to clear communication with the universe. My intention is to help you get into constant contact with the universe. I've found that in certain areas of my life, it's been easy to receive universal guidance, whereas in others, I've resisted. The areas where there is resistance are the ones where my dominant thoughts are still aligned with fear. I've done a lot of therapy, sober recovery, trauma healing, and various other practices to reorganize these dominant beliefs. But nothing helps me more than surrendering them to the universe for help. As soon as I allow the universe to replace my fear-based beliefs with new perceptions, I receive a miracle. Our analytical minds want us to resist the simplicity. We want to think that it will take decades of recovery to change our beliefs. But Abraham Hicks say, "A belief is just a thought you keep thinking." When you choose a new thought, a shift will occur. I want you to choose again, and do so quickly, and follow the universal guidance that's always available to you. When you choose again, resolution is offered. This doesn't mean that further healing isn't required. The solution might still be several steps away. So even if the issue doesn't seem fully resolved now, you can trust that you're being guided in the right direction. You can trust that when you let the universe lead you, you'll receive good, orderly direction, the universal force of love, also known as God. You will be given intuitive ideas of where to go and what to say, and you'll be more easily led to a way through every block. When we choose again, we send a prayer to the universe that we're ready to feel good. Back when I got sober, my mentor in recovery told me to get on my knees and ask God to help me stay clean. She said that when I felt the urge to relapse, I should never take matters into my own hands. She called that behavior white-knuckling it. Instead, she suggested that I turn my addiction over to a higher power to help guide me back. At the time, I didn't have much of a relationship with God or the universe. I identified as a spiritual person, but I hadn't yet established what the concept of a higher power meant to me. Nonetheless, I followed her direction. She said, "Act as if, and you will be led." So I got on my knees and started to pray daily. At the time, my prayer was to stay clean and sober. Whenever I was tempted to pick up a drink or do a drug, I'd hit my knees and pray. At dinner parties and on dates, if I felt tempted, I'd excuse myself and go to the bathroom to pray and get centered. Prayer became my immediate response to any inner turmoil or addictive pull. Prayer became a habit. To this day, when I find myself out of alignment with peace, it's a sign that I've been relying on my own strength instead of the strength of a higher power. In those moments, I follow the Choose Again method. Notice the thought, forgive the thought, choose again. Praying doesn't have to mean kneeling beside your bed and talking to God. A prayer can come through a simple surrendered thought. When you decide that your will is no longer working and you invite in a higher power to take the lead. The instant you choose to think a better thought, you've asked to realign with a higher power. You can call it the universe, call it angels, call it spirit, call it your inner guide, call it God. I don't care. Just call on it. The methods in this book are backed with a prayer. They are designed to help you offer up your grievances and fears to a higher power. Surrender to each practice in this book and strengthen your faith in the universal energy of love. With your faith, you'll feel safe and certain no matter what. Follow these methods to realign with the universe and dissolve feelings of separation and doubt. My late mentor and friend, Dr. Wayne Dyer, said, "When you eliminate the concept of separation from your thoughts and your behavior, you begin to feel your connection to everything and everyone. That connection is your super attractor power. You just have to clear the blocks to its presence. Each practice in this book will offer you a gradual opening to the energy that is available to you at all times. Gradual is the operative word. I don't expect you to shift from lack to abundance or sickness to health instantly. What I hope is that you follow these steps and gradually shift your perceptions, thoughts, and energy one moment at a time. This gradual effect will offer you long-lasting change. When you change your mind about your experience will change. This is a subtle but very potent shift that occurs when you pivot from darkness to light. Keep it simple, follow my guidance, and let good feeling emotions gently lead you back into alignment with your true nature. Each method in this book will help you get back into alignment. My hope is that once you learn them, you'll use them interchangeably and make them part of your daily routine. The more you apply these methods in your life, the faster they will become second nature. We need practices for feeling good in order to make feeling good a habit. We've given more faith and energy to the negativity in our minds, and it's time to redirect our focus. By practicing these methods, you will be able to quickly shift from fear to joy and realign with your super attractor nature. Have fun with these tools and use them as often as possible. There's no right or wrong way to apply these methods. Just make sure you're having fun. Don't let your spiritual practice become a chore. Let it be a reprieve from the world's drama and your inner turmoil. I've kept these methods simple so you can do them easily and in the moment, no matter what you have going on in your life. These tools will catapult you back to your true joyful nature. Aligning with the universe must be a conscious choice we make all throughout the day. Begin your day in alignment. When we open our eyes in the morning, we can go in one of two directions. We can align with the universe through spiritual practice, meditation, prayer, affirmation, or exercise. Or we can pick up our phones, turn on the news, gulp down a cup of coffee, and start rushing around. When we choose the second option, we often begin our day with negative vibrations and overwhelm. So it's imperative that we change our morning habits. The morning is a sacred time and must be cherished. It's when we choose how we want the rest of the day to go. A single shift in our behavior can redirect our entire day. Set yourself up to win by starting your day with a practice that will get you aligned as soon as you wake up. I've found that this is the optimal time for aligning your energy with love. You've spent the night sleeping in an energy of non-resistance. Abraham Hicks teaches that when we sleep, we release resistance to negative thoughts. That means that when we wake up, we have a clean slate in front of us, an opportunity to release the negativity from the day before and begin again. That's why the first moments of the morning are so precious. We can take advantage of being in a state of non-resistance and start the day with a fresh attitude. Follow a morning practice to start your day in alignment and sustain your good feeling emotions throughout the day. I've built up a wealth of spiritual practices to turn to as soon as I wake up. I created the Spirit Junkie app, which is set to show me a positive affirmation first thing. You can find the app at GabbyBernstein.com/superattractor. Then I set my phone to airplane mode and meditate. But there's one morning practice in particular that has changed my life. Once I've gotten out of bed and brushed my teeth, I recite positive mantras. The mantras guide me to return to the love of the universe, accept myself, and forgive myself for any misalignment from the day before. I affirm how I want to feel, who I want to be, and how I want to show up in the world. I affirm self-love and compassion. I affirm my willingness to feel good. This practice has been a saving grace for me. It instantly puts me into spiritual, physical, and emotional alignment. Affirming positivity helps me take advantage of my connection to the universe and ride that positive momentum throughout the day. The moment you wake up, you can recite the following mantras silently or out loud. Or you can download my audio mantras that are backed with inspirational music at GabbyBernstein.com/superattractor. You can use them first thing in the morning and even throughout the day. Regardless of how you feel when you wake up in the morning, these affirmations will help you get into alignment. These words can greatly support you even when you don't believe in them. Just say them out loud and let the power of your intentions get you back into alignment. I've made this practice a daily routine, and I hope it brings you as much joy as it has brought me. Your morning mantras. My body is rested and my mind is clear. I start my day with positive thoughts and energy. I am relaxed, non-resistant, and clear. My day unfolds with ease and grace. People support me throughout the day. The universe supports my desires today. I am open to receiving greatness. I am energized and inspired. Creative possibilities are available to me. Nothing holds me back. I take action with faith and clarity. I am healthy, well, and vibrant. Today is a great day. I'm having fun today. I bring joy to others. I bring light with me wherever I go. I am a positive influence on the world. All is well. Repeating these mantras on your own or with the audio download will immediately shift you into an empowered energy and positive vibration. I invite you to make this method part of your daily routine. It will help you clear mental blocks, release resistance, and set yourself up for a miraculous day. Spending even 5 minutes in affirmation is enough to change the direction of your day. If you have kids, get them in on this practice too. Imagine how empowered a child would feel if they started their day with positivity. There's no greater practice to set your kid up to feel great. By applying the Choose Again method and mantras, you will begin to feel better. But the moment you start feeling good, it's possible something sneaky may happen. Your ego, the inner voice of fear, will resist your good feelings. The ego's voice has been your dominant inner dialogue for so long that it may have a stronghold on your subconscious. That's okay, though, because we're calling it out in the next chapter. In chapter 2, I will help you become aware of the ways the ego will resist feeling good. I'll help you accept that it's good to feel good. Positive feeling emotions are our birthright. And in this next chapter, you'll become unapologetic about how you want to feel. Don't be afraid of the ego, because your commitment to love is stronger than fear. And I've got your back every step of the way. Chapter 2. It's good to feel good. Of all the blocks to our super attractor power, the biggest is our resistance to feeling good. Don't believe me? Ask yourself. Have you come to rely on fear as a form of protection against feeling disappointment or hurt? It becomes so easy to slip into this way of thinking that you may not even be aware of it. Fear can feel like a natural way to protect yourself and stay in control. We've all come to be far more comfortable in a state of fear than in a place of joy and faith. You may be thinking, wait, I don't walk around feeling scared all the time. How am I relying on fear? The answer is that fear takes many forms and emotions you likely recognize, such as anxiety, defensiveness, judgment, and the impulse to control, really stem from the sense of fear. Think of fear as the opposite of love. When you rely on fear, as most of us do, you are disconnected from the free-flowing love of the universe. The unfortunate truth is, many of us are addicted to fear. We've become so accustomed to the fearful projections of the world that we don't trust that things can be good. Unconsciously, we think that if we focus on the good stuff, we will lose control, be unsafe, or be susceptible to disappointment. The ego has convinced us that good is limited, and eventually our luck will run out. We suspect that anything really good is probably too good to be true. Society has convinced us that if